The Running Book, A Journey Through Memory, Landscape and History, written and read by John Connell. For Stephen Ray and Ross Lawrence. Prologue, Undiscovered Lands. I've never run this far before. I'm 30, and this is all new to me. I'm running now as though everything depends on it. And in so many ways it does. This run, this voyage, is in ways the climax of a journey into the country of the self, the final destination after a year of travelling. I'm thinking of all this, but really I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and willing myself on, hoping to keep going, because I've quit at so many things in my life, ran away from problems and people. But right now, this run is a way to make amends for all that. It might sound like magical thinking, and maybe in some way it is. All actions start in dreams and thoughts, and I've long held on to this one. I'm in a local forest of Derrycassen in rural Longford. It has snowed, and between the melting snow and puddles of water, I race now. My feet are wet, but I do not mind. My lungs are strong and firm, and I know and feel that at this pace I can continue for a long time. An hour more? 2 hours more? I am not sure. This is an undiscovered country. A man once said to me, "You get to know yourself on a long run." In the end, he surmised, "You realise you're a lot stronger than you think, and a lot more stubborn." Those words are haunting me now. They are every one of them true. Running and farming are two things I understand, two tangible things. With each passing day, progress is made. The cultivation of a crop or cow is like the tending of the garden of the self. Not much happens in a week, but in the culmination of weeks and months, real progress is made, real goals achieved. Everything starts in dreams and thoughts, the building of a farm, the building of a body, the writing of a book. We are, I think, in a way, the heirs of our dreams. The sweat on my face has dried and turned to salt, and when I lick my lips, I can taste it. It has been several hours since I have drank water. At times, a craving comes to me for it, and then, like a lustful urge, it leaves again. I tell myself that soon, soon I will stop and give in. There is a river and lake beside me, beside this old forest. Perhaps when all this is over, I will jump in, quench, and cool myself. I'll cup my hands and drink the water from the lake fresh and clean, like the old people did in the long ago. I am not the greatest runner, but I have in me the discipline of an athlete. Running and exercise have given me a control of my life, a real foundation on which to build, and from that, the new man that I have become has been forged. They say running is a lonely thing, but out there on the road, on the roads of life, I have never felt more alive, more connected to the moment. In the forest, the path winds and courses through steep hills and bends. I have names for some of them, secret, silly names, to help me surmount and overcome them. The gravel is loose underneath my feet as I beat out my weary rhythm. I am alone here today. There is only the forest, the lake, and me. At Switzerland Bend, I feel the glee of the flat ground return. The huge pine trees surround me, and I imagine myself in some Scandinavian place, some Valhalla of nature, some distant land. I hear the lake waters lap and fold onto themselves. I know that soon the hills of the forest will be upon me, and I will have to strain and push myself forward. I have been running for 25 kilometres now, and with each passing lap I urge myself forward. There are jobs to be done at home, cattle that need to be cleaned out, feed to be given. My phone does not work here, and while I run in this place I am not contactable. I like it that way. It is just the road and me. My headphones beat out a steady rhythm of 70s pop and easy rock music that keeps me happy and motivated. Alone here now, I shout out the words of Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling. There was a time I couldn't sing anymore.